Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And guess what? It's been a long several months, but we are in our last psalm. So thank you so much for being a part of reading through all the psalms. And if you're new to the podcast, if you love the psalms like many of us do, you can go back several months and just begin at Psalm 1 and be prayed for through every psalm of the Bible. So today we are in Psalm 150, and this month I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. This is what it says. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his surpassing greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for the privilege of being able to pray through the Psalms, which are such perfect things to pray because there's heartache in there, there's lament, there's rejoicing like this one, there is honesty. There are folks saying those imprecatory Psalms where they're like, Lord, please make that person go away. All of the human emotions that we experience are available to us in the Psalms, and they remind us that as we follow you, you're not looking for robots to follow you. You're looking for real, live, flesh and blood human beings who have problems, relational heartache, betrayal, sickness, enemies, all those things, all those intrigues are within and tucked inside the Psalms. So we just thank you so much for validating our feelings and giving us the words that we need to say to pray to you. So just thank you in advance for that, Lord, or actually not in advance. This is in the afterword of praying through all those Psalms. Lord, we thank you for your mighty deeds. And I pray for the person today who needs to see a mighty deed, who maybe is feeling like you have forgotten, or that they've been praying this prayer for days upon days, upon years, upon decades. Lord, thank you so much that as I look back on my life, even though there were many times where I was frustrated of praying a prayer that seemed to go unanswered, Lord, as I look back now, I see that you have answered so many of those. And I'm standing here today living in light of answered prayer. And so, Lord, help us to know that you hear us when we pray to you, that you chronicle our tears in a little bottle. You know how much we've cried about this particular prayer request. You know the stress and the anxiety that we're walking through based on this prayer request. And so, Lord, I pray you would grant it. I pray you'd move heaven and earth to accommodate the answer to prayer that is so necessary that we've been praying for a really, really long time. And Lord, I know I've prayed one prayer for a super long time and I'm still praying it. So it's been, gosh, it's been 40 years of prayer, I believe. And so I feel like the person I've been praying for has been wandering in a wilderness for 40 years. And so this is one of those long prayers. But Lord, even the other day as I was praying for this person, I just had to say, I trust you. I trust you that you know what you're doing. I trust in your timing. I trust that you are leading. I trust that you leave the 99 and chase the one. I trust you, Lord. And so we just choose to surrender that person we've been praying for or that situation that we have been ongoing praying. And usually we're praying about a person anyway. But Lord, we just give you our tiredness, our fatigue, our long suffering that we've been going through. And I pray that you would bring some breakthrough even this week as I'm praying this, even in the sound of my voice, that there would be breakthrough, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, you do have mighty deeds and we trust you for that. We are going to choose today to praise you according to your surpassing greatness. What great words. You are greater than our worries. You are greater than our fears. You're greater than our conundrums. You're greater than our sickness. You're greater than our hesitancies. You're greater than the unknown that we're facing. You're greater than all of that. And so we choose to praise you because you are greater than anything that we face. Lord, you're that cornerstone that we can build our lives upon, the very cornerstone of our faith. And you've demonstrated that in In while we were yet sinners, you died for us. And because of that, we can have newness of life and full grace today. We don't have to be shrinking back. We are forgiven and loved. And so we rejoice in that today. Lord, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for the flowers outside. Thank you for the sunshine and the rain and all the weather that we encounter. Thank you for watering the earth. Thank you for bringing us food, shelter, clothing. We appreciate you and we love you and we honor you and we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by my friend Mary. And no, that's not me. It's Mary R. Snyder. She has a website, Mary R., the letter R, Snyder, SNYDER.com. And she's got a couple things on there I wanted to highlight. One of the free things is if you're a speaker, she has a freebie that's called 5 Fixes for Filling Your Calendar with Paid Speaking Engagements. If you're like me, you started the speaking journey getting paid with a candle or a $5 Starbucks card. And now you're at that place where you're like, okay, I'm ready to actually be paid money, cash money for my speaking. So she has some great tips for you. And those are absolutely free on MaryRSnyder.com. Another thing that's free is if you go to Facebook and you look up Take the Stage Speakers. That's a free Facebook group where she offers coaching and encouragement. And I belong to that. I really enjoy it. She also has a podcast called Take the Stage Podcast. And so if you really want some good content about speaking and taking your speaking to the next level, you can find all that information on her website. So Mary, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And thank you for all these amazing free resources for speakers. You are a blessing to the speaking world, and I'm grateful for you.